Passage 3. Research studies of women in North America have found that women are far more likely to save for their children's education, and they are also more likely to save up in order to buy a house one day. The same studies have found that men, on the other hand, tend to save for a car. But the other main priority for men when saving money is their retirement. When they're earning, they're far more likely to put money aside for their old age than women are. This is rather disturbing because, in fact, the need for women to save for their old age is far greater than for men. To start with, it is a fact that throughout the world, women are likely to live many years longer than men, so they need money to support them during this time. Furthermore, the high divorce rates in North America are creating a poverty cycle for women. It is the divorced women who will most often have to look after the children, and thus they need more money to look after not just themselves, but others. Women today need to look ahead, think ahead. They can be given advice on different ways of saving. Many women are unwilling to invest in stocks and shares, for instance, but these can be extremely profitable. It is usually advised that at least 70% of a person's savings should be in low-risk investments, but for the rest, financial advisors often advise taking some well-informed risks. Initiatives such as this can give women the economic skills and knowledge they need for a comfortable, independent retirement.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What do the studies of women in North America find? Question 24. Why is the need for women to save greater than men? Question 25. How should women do with their savings?